day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Nassim Kanash, who's the Land Management Department Coordinator for the MRC Abomasisqua. He speaks to CIDI about the MRC's new regional plan for preserving natural environments in Abomasisqua, which is expected to be carried out over the next 10 years. Nassim provides our community with some insights as to the issues that Abomasisqua is facing in terms of its climate, water, and biodiversity, and the actions and goals that it has for the next 10 years to address these issues. Nassim, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with CIDI about the MRC's regional plan for natural environments here in Abomasisqua. It's really appreciated.
Thank you. It's appreciated for me too.
Now, Nassim, the Abomasisqua MRC has a new regional plan for our natural environments here in the area that will be carried out over the next 10 years to address the climate, water, and biodiversity issues that's facing the territory, from my understanding. I was just wondering if you could please start off by giving our listeners some insight into what these issues are exactly. What about the climate, water, and biodiversity is of concern here in the region?
Yes, I can tell you maybe six main issues that we have and that we identify to the plan. The first one is the loss and degradation of the wetland and water bodies. This is a significant issue, especially to the development pressure that we see in the MRC and to the coexistence with the agricultural, forestry, and extractive activity that can affect wetlands and water bodies. As we know, wetlands and water bodies provide numerous ecosystem services such as retention, filtration, stabilization, and carbon sequestration. They are also serve as crucial habitat for many plants and animal species, and their degradation can lead to significant loss in services and biodiversity. The second issue that I can tell you that we've identified in the plan is the quality of water courses. So this is also a major concern for biodiversity and public health. As we know, the pollution of surface water from agricultural erosion, runoff, sewage overflow affect the integrity of waterlands and water bodies. So this pollution can affect water activities such as swimming, boating, and water sports, and in the worst case, impact also the cleaning and drinking waters. The third issue that I can identify is the surface and groundwater quantity. So in 2021, the MRC experienced an unprecedented water shortage at the same as the mini region in Quebec as a decrease in available surface and groundwater quantity. So this highlights the importance of sustainable water management to ensure long-term availability of the resources. The fourth issue is the flooding and bank erosion. So as we know, the land use choices, the development can disrupt natural ecosystem that regulate the water courses. So this is a big issue there. Also, we identified the fragmentation of habitat cores. So as we know, all the residential development outside the urban area, especially near the forest area, can lead to road construction, disrupting biodiversity, natural ecosystem, and increasing the risk of erosion and runoff pollution. So this is kind of a big issue there. We can think about the Mont Sutton, Mont Brome, Mont Foster, the fragmentation of habitat causing by the villager development. Also, we identify the ecological connectivity in agroforestry. As we know, the west of the MRC, we have a land use occupation of intensified agriculture. So we have to reconnect the natural areas. We have to do some conservation of the natural area that we have here because we have a deficit of natural and environmental in the west of the MRC. So this is the big issues, and as we know, the climate change will exacerbate these issues along the future. So this is a very important issue that we identify in the plan de gestion.
Well, thank you so much for providing insight into that, because I'm sure there's some people that are not even aware that this is taking place. So thank you so much for diving into that a little bit more. And I wanted to ask you, as for our next question here in the SIM, is why is it so important for the MRC to preserve the region's natural environments beyond the environmental issues that they are presented with?
Yeah, for sure. The first thing I identify about here is the balance. It's the balance between natural areas and development areas. Because we can give values about natural areas, about all the cultural and recreational values. We know that the natural environment in Promiscua hold these kind of values very important for the local communities and the visitor too. They provide opportunities for outdoor recreation, including hiking, bird watching, nature photography, which contribute to physical and mental health and for the well-being of the population. So preserving these natural spaces allows people to connect with nature, appreciate their beauty, and maintain a sense of place and identity, because the balance is important to preserve the natural identity of Promiscua, and that's what we try to do with the plan regional.
Okay, now diving into the plan a little bit more, I wanted to have a little bit more insight as to how this plan was put together exactly. Did the MRC work with experts to ensure that it was moving in the right direction when conserving our natural environments? How did the plan unfold exactly?
Yes, so the plan, it's a government requirement. So the government requirement is to treat for the wetlands and the water bodies. And the Council of Mayor of Promiscua wanted to add the forest environment to evaluate the whole natural environment. So this is really the first step that we had to do at the beginning. And after that, it's a plan based on five stages. So the first stage is really to do a preparation and the initiation of the process. So we contact various stakeholders in the territory to gather the necessary information. We overview the characteristic of the territory. The third stage is to do a diagnosis to identify the natural environment of interest. The fourth stage is to do some conservation commitment by three categories. So we have to identify natural environment to protect, to do sustainable use, and to do restoration. So this is the fourth step. And the fifth step is the regional conservation strategy. So it's the action plan. So yeah, we've been followed by experts. So we've been followed by a technical committee, so 10 experts to assist the MSC to identify data, validating issues, and implementing a scientific method to identify regional significant natural environment. So the technical committee was composed by conservation specialists like Corridor Appalachien, Nature Action Québec, Madame Louise Graton, forestry specialists like l'Agence Forestière de la Montérégie, and agro-environmental specialists like Duraclub, for example. So through this process, the MRC Promiscua collaborate with resident experts and various stakeholders to do the plan.
And I was wondering if you could describe, you mentioned some steps that you took to put the plan together, but you mentioned how there was an action plan. I was wondering if you could please describe this to our listeners and what sort of actions, if you could provide some examples there, to preserve the natural environments, perhaps some ideas of projects or anything that the MRC has in the works.
Yes, for sure. So there are various means to ensure the conservation of natural environment of interest. So we have some action with planning and regulation. We have many actions to align the plan régional to our regional planification called schéma d'aménagement. So we need to put this knowledge into our main planification here in the MRC. After that, we have some action about intervention project. So the project of restoration, for example, in the west of the MRC, we got many action about support and engagement, because it's really crucial to talk to our stakeholders, to sensibilize our population about the importance of the natural environment, about their ecosystem services. And we got a lot of action too about knowledge acquisition, because many works on the plan régional have been done with data analysis. So it's important to conduct action of field work to confirm and to find new knowledge in the field.
Okay. And I was wondering, you know, throughout this process, you're mentioning how you were collaborating. Are there going to be future collaborations moving forward with this regional plan? Are there other groups that you're going to be working with throughout these next 10 years to ensure that this plan is successful?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question. So one of the main action in the conservation strategy is to establish and coordinate a partner table to ensure a collaborative and coordinated implementation of the plan régional, and to develop a shared vision of conservation in Promiscua. We have many stakeholders, so we want to regroup in a table and optimize our effort and to work together for the conservation of the territory.
Great. And, you know, throughout these next 10 years, I was wondering if you could perhaps provide some examples of the goals that the MRC hopes to meet. Of course, the goal in general is to preserve the natural environments. But what are some individual goals, I guess you could say, that the MRC hopes to meet in the next 10 years?
Yeah, the goal is associated with our issue, for sure. So the first one is, like I tell you, like to ensure collaborative and coordinate implementation of the plan d'action. So it is one of the main goals. We want also to double the protected territory areas. So in the next 10 years, we want also to preserve all the wetlands and water bodies of interest that we've identified. And for another one, we want to reduce vulnerability related to water supply, flooding, bank erosion, phosphorus and sediment inputs, maybe in the bay Missisquoi. That's the main objective I can
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Nassim, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to be aware of here in our region.
No, that's okay. It was a pleasure to talk about the Plan Régional, and thank you for the invitation.
Thank you again. Have a great day. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.